You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 329, covering week 34, August 21 to 27, 2023. The release of Bodhi Linux 7.0.0, supplied with the Moksha desktop environment and based on Ubuntu Core 22.04, was announced. Moksha is a code-based fork of Enlightenment 17, created to continue the development of Enlightenment as a lightweight desktop, with the backporting of new features as the main project continues to move forward without increasing stability. Three installation images are offered for download, one featuring the standard 5.15 kernel, one featuring the Ubuntu HWE kernel 6.2, and one featuring the special System 76 6.4.4 kernel for the most demanding gamers. A number of other new features and improvements are included. All the themes have been updated, with more new ones created. P2P VPN 0.10 was released, an implementation of a decentralized virtual private network running on the peer-to-peer principle, where participants are connected to each other, not through a central server. Network members can find each other through a BitTorrent tracker or through other network members. The project continues to develop the original P2P VPN app, authored by Wolfgang Genoles, which has not been updated since 2010. The source code of P2P VPN is written in Java and some C, and is distributed under the LGPL 3.0 license. The developers of the NixOS distribution drew attention to the appearance of traces of malicious activity on media.inkscape.org used to load the free vector graphics editor Inkscape. In the catalog/dl/resources/file, from which the download of the official issues of Inkscape occur, there appeared to be an index file with the registration form at an online casino sending data to a WhatsApp number. Potentially, the files given to Inkscape could be compromised during the attack. There are no comments on the incident from representatives of the Inkscape project yet. Ubuntu DDE 23.04 Remix was published, based on the Ubuntu 23.04 codebase, and supplied with the Deepin desktop environment. The project is an unofficial version of Ubuntu, but the developers are working to change that. Ubuntu DDE offers the latest release of the Deepin desktop, and a set of specialized applications developed by the Deepin Linux project, including the Deepin File Manager, the DMusic Music Player, DMovies Video Player, and the DTalk Messaging System. KWin, developed by the KDE project, is used as a window manager. The LibreOffice project has switched to a new version numbering scheme reflecting the year and month of release. The next release after LibreOffice 7.6 will be LibreOffice 24.2, indicating February 2024. It will be followed by the version 24.8, scheduled for August 2024. Numbering based on the release date is more convenient for users who can immediately assess the relevance of the version used and understand the time of its creation. For developers, the new scheme is suitable due to the planned preparation model of releases, where the date of the next release is initially known. QEMU 8.1 was released. QEMU allows you to run a program built for one hardware platform on a system with a completely different architecture. In QEMU's virtualization mode, the performance of a code in an insulated environment is close to the hardware system by directly executing instructions on the CPU and the use of the Xen hypervisor or KVM module. The project was originally created by Fabrice Bellard to enable the launch of x86 Linux executables on architectures other than x86. Over the years, support for complete emulation for 14 hardware architectures has been added, and the number of hardware devices emulated has exceeded 400. OpenMandriva published the release of OpenMandriva Rome 23.08 using the rolling release model. This version allows you to access new versions of packages developed for the OpenMandriva LX5 branch without waiting for the classical distribution. To download, ISO images with KDE, GNOME, and LXQT desktops are prepared, supporting live mode. Builds for KDE and LXQT are prepared in x86, 64, and ZenVer1 variants, assembly optimized for AMD Ryzen, Threadripper, and EPYC processors. Builds with KDE are supplied in trimmed and full versions. There is also a server build, as well as images for the Raspberry Pi 4 and the Raspberry Pi 400. Kali Linux 20.23.3 is out, based on Debian and designed to test systems for vulnerabilities, auditing analysis of residual information, and detection of the consequences of attack. All original developments created within the distribution are distributed under the GPL license and are available through their public Git repository. Several variants of images have been prepared for download. Builds are available for i386, x86-64, ARMHF and ARMEL, Raspberry Pi, Banana Pi, ARM Chromebook, Odroid. By default, the XFCE desktop is offered, but the KDE, GNOME, Mate, and LXDE, and Enlightenment E17 are optionally supported. The Alma Linux project has announced the creation of two new repositories that will publish packages that may differ from Red Hat Enterprise Linux. In the Synergy repository, the supply of additional packages began, initially missing in the RHEL package database and the EPEL repository, but in demand by Alma Linux users. Synergy is presented as an addition of the EPEL, so in the case of a similar package in the EPEL, its version from Alma Linux will be removed from Synergy. Currently, the Synergy repository has already published packages with the custom Pantheon environment, developed by the Elementary OS project. The composition also includes applications and compositions such as Zeitgeist, Rigel, Plank, Gala, Folks, Pantheon, GUPNP, Switchboard, XCursorGen, Granite MDB Tools, Malcontent, LibGD, LibGDA, LibAdwaita 1.0.0d, and Banff. In addition, Linux Mint Utility Warpinator, designed for encrypted file sharing between two computers, was added. The repository is suitable for use in Alma Linux OS 8 and 9, as well as in any other distributions based on RHEL 8 and 9, including RHEL and CentOS. Stefan Graber, leader of the Linux Containers Project, a member of the Ubuntu Technical Board, and a member of the team responsible for the release of Ubuntu, announced the creation of the Zably repository. It began publishing packages with fresh releases of the Linux kernel for Debian and LTS releases of Ubuntu. The presented repository will allow Ubuntu and Debian versions of the kernel rather than newer than kernels delivered through the regular system of updates. Canonical has published an overview of the development of the Ubuntu desktop distribution. The article also mentions that more than 6 million active users use Ubuntu builds for desktops, data based on monthly sections of update delivery statistics. Judging by the rate of Stack Overflow, the Ubuntu desktop distribution is used by 27.28% of the 87,000 developers surveyed. Among the active Linux users of the Steam gaming service, the share of Ubuntu 22.04.2 is 7.38%. The organization OpenTF has announced that it will develop a fork of the configuration management and automation platform for the maintenance of Terraform infrastructure. The development is planned to be transferred to the Linux Foundation for the further development of the platform on a neutral platform cloud-native computing foundation, and with the participation of companies and enthusiasts interested in the project. Joining the Linux Foundation will ensure that the platform is open and protect the project from changes in the policies of individual companies. 108 companies, 11 projects, and 416 individual developers announced their support for the new organization and their intention to participate in the development of the fork. As the reason for the creation of the fork is the transfer of product to a proprietary license, BSL 1.1, restricting the use of code in cloud systems computing with HashiCorp products and services. The purpose of the OpenTF project is to preserve the fully open character of the Terraform platform and continue to distribute it under a free license. The new project will also simplify the participation of third-party companies and enthusiasts in the development and decision-making. The release of the Linux distribution Magia 9 was published by an independent community of enthusiasts developing a fork of the Mandriva project. 32-bit and 64-bit installations and a set of live images based on GNOME, KDE, and XFCE are available for download. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.